Good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Let the record reflect the time is 3:18 p.m. Today we have present Representative Sadler, Representative Prox, Representative Wright, Representative Carrick, Representative Fields, Vice Chair Ruffridge, and myself, Chair Sumner. The staff will be assisting us today are Kevin Allen with House Records, Zachary Lawhorn with the LIO, and Clark Bickford, my staff and committee aide to House Labor and Commerce. Today in committee, we have a hard cutoff at 4:15 p.m. We're going to hear HB 203, Payment of Wages, then HB 290, Certificate of Fitness, Plumbers / Electricians, and lastly, HB 285, Mammograms Insurance. We'll then have public testimony on HB 218, Firefighters Workers' Comp, and hold over HB 55, Extended Workforce Investment Board Allocations, and HB 150, Building Codes, to tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Starting with HB 203, Payment of Wages, we heard this bill, heard public testimony, and set an amendment deadline where we received none. Vice Chair Ruffridge, do you have a motion?
Yes, thank you, Chair Sumner. I move House Bill number 203, version alpha, also referred to as 33-LS0857/A, be advanced from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, without objection, HB 203 will be reported from committee. Next on the agenda is HB 290, Certificate of Fitness, Plumbers / Electricians, a bill by request of the governor. We heard this bill, heard public testimony, and set an amendment deadline. We received none. Vice Chair Ruffridge, do you have a motion?
Yes, thank you, Chair Sumner. I would move House Bill number 290, version alpha, also referred to as 33-LS2370/A, be advanced from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, without objection, HB 290 will be reported from committee. Moving on to HB 285, Mammograms Insurance, from Representative Fields' office. We heard this bill, heard public testimony, set amendment deadline, received no amendments. Vice Chair Ruffridge, do you have a motion?
I do. Thank you, Chair Sumner. I move House Bill number 285, version Bravo, also referred to as 33-LS1030/B, be advanced from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, without objection, House Bill 285 will be reported from committee. Moving on to House Bill 218, Firefighters Workers' Compensation. Today we are going to have public testimony on HB 218 and set an amendment deadline for Monday at 10 a.m. Public testimony is now open on House Bill 218. Is anybody in the room wanting to testify on House Bill 218? No, we will go online. I see John Della Croix.
Crusade.
Please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. John Della Croix with the Chugach Fire Department. Been with them 20 years, former assistant chief now. If I could speak to just how this House Bill 218 would affect not only our department, but all departments in the state, which is mostly made up of a smaller volunteer department. We struggle with turnover, and current reading requires be able to get the benefit, you have to be a firefighter for 7 years. This would relax that requirement to 3 years, which would increase the eligibility within our department for to 65% of our firefighters would now qualify for that. And then lastly, by reducing the number of medical exams to one upon entry, you know, one every 5 years, and then one as you exit, that makes medical exams that are upwards of $1,800 more palatable for smaller departments that struggle with financial constraints. And so that's how this would affect not only our department, but a lot of departments in the state. That is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Prox.
Thank you. Through the chair, I'm sorry I didn't catch the name, but to the testifier, have you checked the department's or the municipality's workers' compensation insurance policy and your carrier to see whether they are willing to continue to sell you a policy, or are you self-insured?
Through the chair, we have not checked with our insurance provider to see what financial impacts this would have on our insurance premiums, and that is definitely something we should do.
Representative Fields.
Thank you, either to the testifier or the bill sponsor. I was hoping for an explanation of what the language change means on page 2, line 16. What's the difference between upon becoming a firefighter in current statute versus upon becoming certified as a firefighter? Is there a time frame difference? I just want to understand that.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask you again?
Sure.
I'm going to ask my intern actually come up and ask a question. He's been working the bill for me, so if I got to ask him to
take a whack at the question. Please approach, put your name on the record, and answer that question. That would be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Sumner. For the record, my name is Adonis Bizard, staff to Representative Sadler. Representative Fields?
Actually, we're going to close public testimony before we do this, I think. Yeah. Okay, so seeing no other public testimony, we will close public testimony. Please proceed. Thank you.
To your question, Representative Fields, could you point out again where your question was?
Page 16, or page 2, line 16. I'm curious what the difference is between current statute upon becoming a firefighter. What is the difference when we insert upon becoming certified as a firefighter? Is there a time frame difference?
Through the chair, Representative Fields, at this time, I don't have that answer in front of me, but I can get that to you.
Can I ask one more question? Yes. And feel free to get back to me on this because I know we have a short meeting. I like the language that reduces the necessary frequency of exams. A concern of mine with the current statute is that a firefighter misses one exam, and in my reading of it, could be denied coverage because they missed one exam. This is also on page 2, section 3. Mm-hmm. But I would just like to get some more background from the bill sponsor about the logic of breaking it out. So current language says firefighters have to get an annual exam. This language adds a subsection below that, so they have to get an exam every 5 years and not later than 1 year after each termination of employment. And we don't have to deal with it now, but just want to get more background on the logic behind adding that additional clause about after each termination. Thank you.
Representative Sadler?
I would think correct that through the chair, Representative Fields. I think it's the general intent is to try and make a little more flexibility so that you don't miss out the opportunity for workers' compensation coverage for these presumed by missing 1 year. So it gives it a little bit more flexibility. And it just struck the envelope a little bit farther to the end.
Okay. Great. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Sumner. I guess my concern is that Alaska is a small market, and I would like to hear from insurance carriers or the National Council of Compensation Insurers or something like that, NCCI is the name of the outfit, that is figures out the risk for the insurance companies. Because quite a few years ago now, I used to deal with workers' compensation insurance. And if the carrier can't figure the risk out, they simply refuse to provide coverage. And then you have to go into the, high risk market. I can't remember, but I don't know, but we need to know how this is going to affect workers' compensation policies, because it might be nothing. And on the other hand, it might cause insurance carriers to walk away. And we should know that.
Representative Sadler?
If I may, through the chair, Representative Prox, the risk doesn't change. You know, what is actually addressed and touched on in this bill is the qualification for the presumption that the disease was caused by work. The risk factor is not going to change whether you have to have one exam every 1 year or every 5 years or every 10 years. The risk is, I believe, still there. If someone is found to have the disease based on the presumption, then didn't examine that question thoroughly because I didn't think that the risk factor changed much. But we can certainly reach out to the insurance industry and ask them that question.
I think it would be a good idea to do that and hear from them and what happens.
Fair question. Okay.
Representative Ruffridge?
Yeah, thank you, Chair Sumner. And I think just kind of trying to clarify what Representative Proggs was asking, because I think I had a similar question. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Representative Proggs, but you're speaking not of the risk necessarily to the firefighter, but the risk to the plan. And so would they be required to pay out more often if some of these things were either changed or altered and get their opinion on that? Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
We can do that. We got
Representative Sumner.
Through the chair, Representative Prax, it's an interesting question. We can certainly have a little bit of time to address that and answer that question.
Okay.
And if I may just continue, the question was asked from Representative Fields about certification, et cetera. I can get more details, but I'm informed that the first firefighters hired by our department, and once they have a job, then they have to get certified. But I'm not exactly sure of the credentialing organization that provides that. So I can get you more detail, sir.
Okay. And amendment deadline. Oh, Representative Ruffridge.
Sorry, I'll get my flag out here. Yes, thank you. Actually, through the chair to Representative Sadler or staff, actually, your statement just brought up a question for me. So is a firefighter given that qualifying medical examination, I would assume, upon hire as a firefighter, not upon certification? So would someone be delayed getting their medical examination and work as a firefighter potentially for, I don't know how long that takes to get a certification, but I think that's a valid thing to consider, because they may be going into places with dangerous substances without being certified, and you would still want them to be covered, I would assume.
Representative Sadler?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Through the chair to Representative Ruffridge, I believe it's there can be a lag between the time someone actually gets, hired, certified. Again, that would answer the same way I answered Representative Fields, is they're trying to space those examinations out a little further. There might be a gap between, certification and employment, but I can probe that. You raise a good question.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Amendment deadline has been set for this bill. Please get any amendments to my aid before then. That concludes our business today. Seeing no other business before the committee, we will recess until tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., where we will come back and hear House Bill 55 and House Bill 150. Let the record reflect the time is 3:31 p.m.